In case you didn't know, I actually have a Snapchat account. If you want to follow me there, it's super simple. You just type in the username SimplySydneyXO, SimplySydneyXO, Sydney, SIDNEYXO. No spaces. Follow me on Snap. See what I'm up to.
I'm your host, FitSid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO, where we go balls deep into the reality of what people are really thinking. Now let's get into it.
Hey everyone, it's your girl FitSid and welcome back to Dirty CEO. I'm here with my bestie again. And today we're going to focus on talking about turn-ons and turn-offs. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like dating, talking to guys, and I want to hear your opinions too. And then also we're going to talk about awkward experiences that she has experienced helping film my porn.
Yes.
So if you're curious, these are always like things that are kind of like behind the scenes that people don't talk about. And I think it's kind of fun because like she, I feel like during COVID, like she didn't really see like what it was like. She was just helping me film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then like when COVID kind of went away, I was like, hey, like, do you like your job's remote? Like, do you want to like come with me and like help me do this? And like when I do like my sexting and stuff on my OnlyFans, like you can just like work your other job and stuff. And so like she was like, yeah, like, you know, I obviously like just for the record, like I pay for her like ticket and her food while she helps me film because like that's the least I can do. But I feel like a lot of things that have happened, we never thought would happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So one recent thing that actually happened, we were filming in Vegas and this guy, he's super sweet, super amazing. Absolutely love him.
Yeah.
Sid was fluffing him and she's like sucking his
dick. Okay, wait. Like a little backstory. If you guys don't know what fluffing is, it's a fluffer. Basically, I'm getting this dude hard to fuck another girl.
Yeah.
He already had started fucking her at this point, too.
Like, oh, yeah. But he, like, kept coming back for he was like, Sid, I want you. Like, please let me fuck you. Suck my dick. Like, he wanted her so bad.
But it was hard because, like, I wasn't wet. Like, I need foreplay to fuck. And, like, you know this. I feel like anyone needs it.
Yeah.
But his dick is, like, the size of my forearm.
Huge.
So, huge. I already need foreplay with, like, a 5-incher.
Mm-hmm.
His is like 11 inches and like thick as fuck. Like I needed more than just like him sticking it in. So it was kind of a hard thing because I was trying to fluff him, but like I can't even really fit my fucking mouth around him.
Yeah.
So she's over here watching that happen as he's like trying to get hard for this girl. And then as I'm sucking his dick, I think I'm sucking his dick or maybe he was fucking me. I don't even know.
Yeah. So I was telling Sid, I was like, let me film this because it looks so good and like content is content.
Yeah.
And as, like, she's sucking his dick, he, like, looks over at me. He starts laughing. And he grabs my ass. And not only does he grab it, but he, like, holds it there for a few minutes. And I'm just, like, I get still. I mean, I was a little uncomfortable, but I just didn't know what to do in that situation.
Yeah.
I was just, like, what is going on? And then he, like, kind of seen in my face that it, like, wasn't really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So he immediately took his hand off. And when he, like, Sid was done sucking his dick, he immediately apologized, was like, I'm so sorry, super sincere. And I was like, no, like, it's okay. Because I think sometimes people forget, like, when I'm helping you, I'm still a civilian. Like, I'm not in the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
So they think it's okay.
And also, too, like, it's not okay. Like, when you know, because you're there with, like, the paperwork that we do. You're there with the talks of do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even ask her, like, is this okay or is this not? Like, you, in porn, like, people don't realize this. And a lot of new girls that do, like, OnlyFans, because I started out by, like, shooting with real porn girls. Like, and when I say real porn girls, like, everyone that does OnlyFans is doing porn without even realizing it, whether they want to admit it or not. But I was shooting with people like Sarah J, who literally she's been in for 16 years and showed me, like, I would just listen to them and, like, let them run the show. And, like, I would take how they handled situations and apply it to, like, when I would shoot with people to make it more professional, to make it safe. And a lot of the time, these people that I would shoot with, like, when I first started would like ask me, and this guy was newer and he obviously started with girls that are like more OnlyFans lifestyle.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, people do talk about those things in lifestyle, but like in porn, it's like on set, like before you start, you have, you know, the talks that I have.
Yeah. And you're known in the industry as being very, very professional. Everybody that I've met that you've worked with, you're like, oh, Sid, like, we know you're going to pull out your paperwork. You have your pens. Yeah. Like, you're ready to sign documentation, take pictures. Like, you're prepared. You're known as professional.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, though, is like, it was weird because when I realized what had just happened to you, I was like, what the fuck? Like, we don't do that. Yeah, like, no, one, I have never had an experience where someone, like, you know, we have the typical guys flirting with you.
Yeah.
Especially when you had braces.
Oh, my God. I know. That was like the biggest thing. Like, I didn't realize how many men actually like my braces. And I didn't realize it was actually a fetish. Like, when I was on dating apps, like, people's open liners would be like, oh, my God, my cum would look so good in between your braces. And I was like, that's really what you're going to start with? Like, the first thing you're going to say to me? But yeah, like, we would, I would get guys flirting with me and I'm like, oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you.
And like, wasn't there a time that you said you were a lesbian?
Oh, yeah. I said I was a lesbian and I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years. Yeah.
But it's funny because, like, it's so sad that, like, you have to say those things. Cause I think, okay, I'm not saying every porn person is like that because they're definitely not. Yeah. But like, there are certain times where either they're like trying to get hard and they're trying to find anything they find attractive in the room to like focus on. And then other times they want every girl in the room. And I'm talking about more mainly men. Like, they want everyone to be hitting on them and it boosts their ego and gets them hard. Like,
oh, yeah.
I know for me, when I'm shooting with a guy and he's complimenting me and, like, touching me, like, Chris Rael.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that.
Yes, we really should.
Oh, yeah. Well, with Chris, like, the moment he walked through the door, you remember how he was treating me. He was, like, immediately, like, flirting with me, touching me. And, like,
oh, yeah.
And, like, I know him super well at this point. And, like, with Chris Rael, like, people actually used to say bad things about him.
But he's so sweet. The nicest guy ever.
Yeah, but it was because he was involved with a girl who had a lot of issues. And I'm not going to talk about her issues on here. But she had a lot of issues. And he was part of the problem, probably. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I feel like when you're in a toxic relationship, like, bad shit happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, and that's no excuse for, like, if anything happened that was true. But it's all allegations. So I have no idea. But when I finally got to meet him and know him and stuff, like, he has been nothing but sweet, kind, respectful. Oh, yes.
Every time.
But also, too, like, once we got to know each other, he could gauge the, like, how to treat me, like, what I liked and stuff. And, like, I didn't even have to really tell him, but, like, he always would ask, like, what are you not okay with? Like, are, you know, and I don't do anal. Like, I just started playing with my asshole. Like, I haven't gotten a dick in there yet. And there's this one, like, the first time I shot with him, he, like, flirted with me. And I think a lot of guys like that, too. And it made me feel good.
Yeah.
What happened during that shoot?
Okay, so that scene, immediately going into it, you could, like, feel the chemistry. Like, it was just a really good scene overall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just amazing. Like, if I ever had a fuck like that, I would chef's kiss. Like, I hope to have a fuck like that. So if you haven't seen that scene, you need to watch it. But towards the end of it, Sid kind of gives me, like, the okay, like, we're done. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Because he already came at this point, and I thought we were done.
So, like, I'm transferring over, like, the video, airdropping it, whatever.
You were? Oh, yeah.
I think
were,
so, yeah. And then out of nowhere, I just hear them fucking again. And there's, like, growling and, like, loud moaning. And I'm, like, terrified.
We're, so, like, animalistic at this point. Yeah,
no. It was insane. So then I, like, lock myself in my room, like, and I can hear them. Because we have, like, a connecting room, I think. And I was, like, terrified sitting in the corner. I was like, I hope she's okay. Like, do I keep going? Do I keep filming? Like, I've never had an experience like that. And Sid will usually give me, like, the okay, like, go in the room.
I told her it was fine. And then, like, she was standing there as we continue, like, going. And I just, like, was so into it because I hadn't been fucked that way. Like,
It was good.
Like, he came twice, which was, like, really, in my opinion, a huge compliment. Like, I also like quick comers. He's not a quick comer, but... But, like, I like quick comers because I see when a guy comes for me, that's such a compliment.
Yeah.
So when that happened and he came the first time, I just thought we were done because, like, you know,
that's what
like,
I that's how too. Content goes.
But then, like, oh my God, it was like
it just kept going and going. And I think you forgot I was in the room for a minute.
Yeah.
And then he had to tell you, is she going to come back and film?
Yeah. He literally like, looks up and I was like,
come back. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
But it was funny because, like, when that happened, I literally was just enjoying myself. And, you know, like, for a while, I wasn't, like, not that I wasn't enjoying sex. Like, I enjoy it, okay?
Yeah.
But it was, like, different because, like, I felt such an insane amount of chemistry. And, like, I definitely consider that, like, godly sex.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't have godly sex every time I shoot. Like, no one does. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that you, like, mesh with, but it's, like, not godly, you know?
Yeah.
And he made me come really hard. But then... The thing that was just, like, so freaking attractive was the fact that, besides that, he took the time to, like, make me feel good before we started shooting.
Yeah.
which I think is why, like, that shoot with that guy that touched your butt.
Yeah.
Didn't go that well because the girl, the model that he was shooting with, did not flirt with him.
Mm-hmm.
Was not putting off, like, fuck me energy. And I'm not saying you have to. It's a professional scene. But if a guy's struggling with getting hard.
Yeah. Like, it just makes it go. It's better.
And yeah, the but also, too, it's not that it's part of your job to fluff. But be pleasant.
Yeah.
Make them feel like you want to fuck them. Like, I don't know, like, I'm pretty professional when I shoot with people. Like, I make sure to get all the paperwork. I make sure to, like, go over nose. And, like, I still make it sexy, like, in the process. Like, I'll, like, touch their back or, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know do, what I yeah. do. I try and, like, flirt with them and, like, get them in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have to, like, even if I have a boyfriend, like, I've been single for a long-ass time now shooting. And, like, even though, like, I know, like, even if you have a boyfriend, like, that's something that you just still usually do. But it's not, like, not like the same as like the way you flirt with someone that you like just want to fuck. Like it's yeah. different. Like you're just like letting them do paperwork. And like some things that I do is like I'll lean over and have my tits in their face while they're doing the paperwork.
Oh yeah, she's very like you put your yeah I know yeah. I know exactly what you do and I'm like okay I see you
yeah I and like you. I'll just do little stuff like that or like when they hug me I'll make sure my tits are like on their fucking chest like stuff like that or you know touch just little touches and stuff like really helps someone feel good and then you compliment them.
Yeah.
But she, like, that model specifically, like, didn't do that. So it was kind of hard because, like,
yeah.
I feel like he, like, needed some stimulation in his brain.
And she wasn't giving it mm-hmm. at all.
No. And, like, also, too, like, I think she had a boyfriend at the time. So she, like, didn't know how to handle that.
Yeah. I think about that.
And I think, too, like, a lot of new models, they don't know how to handle that. And you just don't do anything you feel uncomfortable with. But, like, don't. It's like when you go to a business meeting and you're talking to someone, like, you don't want to seem like you're not down yeah. to do business.
They're like, not going to want you. Like, they're not going to want to have anything to do with mm-hmm. you. So I get that. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of other... What other traumatizing experiences?
Sweden?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was the most traumatizing. Should we talk about that? Let's talk about that.
I'll let you roast me for a second.
Okay, so we are out in Sweden. And mm-hmm. can I say names?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were out in Sweden and Rowan was with us.
Yeah.
We were in this really small cabin.
Yeah.
No AC, windows open.
No like, Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
Like, I had
creepy.
To pay so much for my data there.
Yeah. It was insane.
Yeah.
No doors. They mm-hmm. literally had curtains. And the rooms, I'm not even kidding you. So like the two rooms were not even like a few feet apart.
Yeah.
And then the rooms to the living room were maybe well, like
yeah, so like
5 feet.
The rooms had bunk beds, but they were literally like all you could do was stand next to the wall and the bunk bed would basically touch
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Literally.
And like the first night that I was there, Rowan and I hadn't had sex at that point.
I don't think you did, yeah.
No, we hadn't. I know we hadn't. Like, real sex. I'm not talking, yeah. like, the strip club.
Yeah. Yeah.
But basically, like, Rowan and I, like, he came there to shoot content with me and hang out and have a good time. And when he came to Sweden, like, we had never had sex. So the first night, we didn't sleep in the same bed. We all slept in bunk beds separately.
Yeah.
And you and I were in the bunk bed.
Yeah.
In one room, which was super small. And, like, anytime I, like, tossed and turned, it was, like...
You could hear it.
Yeah.
It was super creaky.
And then he was in the other room, and they're both small. Like, literally not
so
even the size
tiny.
Of a tiny bedroom. Like, they were, like... You would take a tiny bedroom and, like, cut it in half, put a wall in it, and, like... That was the
it's
room.
Like probably the size of a bathroom. Like
yeah,
they're
yeah.
really tiny.
Literally like my bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened, right? And then like the next night it was so uncomfortable. I slept in the living room on the pullout because it was like bigger. And then he came in and joined me because he was like, "You want to watch a movie or whatever?" And I was like, "Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure." And then like what happened?
So they're doing their own thing. I'm sleeping because it's like what, 3 a.m? Maybe
yeah.
4.
Yeah.
And
probably 3. It started at like 3.
And immediately, so like I can tell the difference when like Sid's really into it and like she's into it.
Yeah.
I know her most.
I love sex, but like you can tell the difference when I'm animalistic versus not.
100%. So I immediately get woken up to Sid moaning and I'm like, fuck. So I can't move because then they're going to know I'm up. I don't want to interrupt them. I want to be courteous.
And also the bathroom, you have to walk through the living room to go to.
So... It kind of just progresses from there. Like, they're full on fucking. Like,
and the
you bed's hear the
bed,
bed, like, move. Like, they're moving the fucking bed. Like, you just hear skin, like, slapping. Like, it is hardcore sex. Sid is, like, screaming. She's like, pull my hair. Like, it was just so in like the things that I heard, I was like, there's no fucking way.
Was I like making weird noises?
Oh, you were. You were basically growling. Like I was, I thought there was a fucking animal in the room. Like it was traumatizing.
There's only curtains.
Yeah. And my AirPods are in my backpack and
she didn't want to get up and move.
I couldn't get up and grab them because my backpack's on the other side of the room. I'm in this bed that's like so creaky. Even if you move like an inch.
Did you sleep on the top?
No, I slept on the bottom.
Okay, that's what I was. Okay, I was.
But I couldn't. I was like, maybe I can be like a ninja and like roll over and like do it smoothly. No, I was like, I'm not even gonna.
I probably wouldn't have heard you. I was getting fucked so good.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna sit here and patiently wait until they're done. It probably went on for another like hour and a half. They were probably fucking for almost 2 hours, and I was like, oh,
which is so crazy to me because I remember like the first time we had sex. Like, I don't know if we filmed it.
No, I don't think you did.
Maybe I don't know. Like,
wait, no, wasn't the first time. In the woods?
No, that was like the fourth day.
Really? I don't remember.
I feel like we did film it the first time earlier that day. I think we filmed it earlier that day.
Yeah, you're right.
And then at night, like it just happened. And I think he was like trying, like I think he was like still horny. But like the thing with guys is like they don't want to film every fucking time they have sex.
Yeah.
So that time it was like so fucking good. And then we filmed it like a ton of other times and poor fucking you. You're over here. Like it's like fucking 10 o'clock in the morning and we're all like barely waking up. And like, then I'm like, hey, you want me to suck your dick? And then like all you hear after a little bit of like,
oh yeah, you know? I heard it all.
Yeah. You're hearing that. And then you hear like the sex. What would you rate it from hearing it?
Oh, it was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
It sounded. So I was like, okay, this actually sounds really good. I think this is such good porn.
I think, and it's funny because I don't know who knows this, but like I met Rowan, you guys, when I was in Miami and we like hit it off instantly, just like getting along, you know? And like, and I feel like that's something that's really interesting is like you meet people and you think to yourself, like, oh, this person's just like, I don't know, like they're not going to ever talk to me again. And then like we kept like casually like checking up on each other. And then I was like, hey, like, do you want to come to Sweden with me? And like, I don't know if you guys know this, some of you guys may or may not. But I, like, most of my family is in Sweden. Like, I am a Swedish citizen. That is my home. That is, like, my place where I feel, like, amazing. Mm-hmm. I just feel revived. You know that. Like, oh, seeing you there.
Oh, it was amazing. It was so awesome. Seeing you there, you were a completely different person.
Yeah. And like, I love the States. But Sweden is, like, my escape, you know? And so when I was there, it was really nice to have, like, someone that, like could film with me. And, like, before I even was going to Sweden, like, we knew that. That's why, like, you ended up coming along because, like, I needed someone to film. And I also think you just wanted to see Sweden.
I loved it. It was amazing. It was probably one of the best experiences ever because I had never been out of the country. But it was just the people, like, the food, the weather. Like, it was just like, so different than what I thought. Like, I've never been anywhere like that before.
Yeah. And also, like, when I'm in Sweden, I usually am, like, in the countryside. So I'm not in the big city. It's a totally different vibe. You really get to connect with yourself and be active. And like, we only had two bikes.
Oh, so. So when Rowan got there, he used my bike. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I'm sitting on the back of the bike. I'm like, bro, my ass is fucking broken. Like, it is like little, like metal, like, I don't even know what, like a, it was like a little basket.
A grate.
It hurt so bad that I was like layering a jacket on top of a jacket to be comfortable. And I'm like, Sid, we're going to fucking fall. Like, don't kill me.
Because I'd be laughing and then like swerving on accident because she'd make me laugh.
Or the night that we both drank and you had to drive, bike us home drunk.
I wasn't driving. I was biking us home.
Biking us home.
That was fun. And that place, like, for me, Sweden is just like different. Like, it's just a different culture, like a lot more like healthy. Like, you can drink, but like, still eat really well. It's different. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, bar food isn't the same. Super good.
Yeah.
The pizza and the pizza salad. Oh my God, guys, if you ever go to Sweden.
She doesn't like vegetables really, and she loved the pizza salad.
It was so good. Well, it's like cabbage and
vinegar and
salt and pepper.
Yeah.
It's something, but you put it on top of your pizza and you eat it with it. It is so good.
Yeah, like, she didn't let me eat hers. That's how much she liked
it. Yeah, I was like, no, excuse you.
Yeah, I was surprised because she doesn't usually like eat that kind of stuff. But that was amazing. And then I think, too, like, it was just so nice to be able to, like, show people that, like, normally don't go to Sweden, like, show them, like, where I grew up, my memories, like, things that really, like, matter to me and have them actually excited to try them. What did you think about the ice cream?
It was good. It was so good. It was different ice cream than here, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how to describe it, but it was, like, creamier.
Yeah.
Had more dairy, I guess. Like, yeah. I don't know how, but it just, the dairy tasted different. Like, it was just so good. It's also, like,
cleaner food there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So much cleaner.
I hope that I get to go back again this summer, you guys, because, like, that that is, like, my, like, sanctuary. But I feel like it's kind of cool because, like, whenever someone comes to, like, visit me there, like, I hope I get to get another guy to go because, like, it was so much fun. Like, I fucked on a train, a bus.
Oh, you sucked dick on a bus?
Yeah.
That was very fun.
What else? I know I did other places. Public restroom.
The woods.
The woods.
I'm trying to think where else. I feel like you did so many things while we were out there.
There was so much. But I can't have it on OnlyFans, so.
Yeah.
If you guys want that, you can hit me up. But a lot of it was, like, public content. It was really fun. And, like, it was places that, like, I'm comfortable. I don't think we did it on the beach. That was something I wanted to do, but we didn't.
But there was always people there. So that one was very difficult.
I know. Yeah. But it was just, like, such a cool experience. And I think, too, it was, like, really funny because, like, we were really roughing it. Like, the cabin was very small. When I tell you guys very small, like, it was three of us in this cabin. And, like I didn't care. But, like, definitely, like, there was one bathroom, no AC, middle of summer. And, like, it's humid. Like, we're used to, like, Arizona being dry.
Icing on the cake was there was mosquitoes everywhere. Yeah. And Rowan would just, like, it was the funniest thing. I would, like, he would be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you would just hear him, like, kill a mosquito.
He, like, smack it.
And you would see, like, a dead mosquito on, like, the mirror or in the shower.
Or in the shower, yeah. And I'd be showering. I just look eye level and there's a fucking splattered mosquito. But it was, like, really nice to have people to show where I, like, you know, spent so much time and all that. But I hope that, like, one day I can find a guy that, like, I'm in love with, you know, and, like, take them there and show them all these cool places. And, like, then one day have kids and, like, show them, like, Sweden.
I can see that.
But also, like, have them be with my family there. Because obviously my family's there. And
but your family's so sweet. They're amazing, like, inviting people. Like, I loved meeting her family. Different than her. Sid's very crazy.
Yeah, and they're all wholesome.
They're very wholesome. Not saying that you're not wholesome, but
I don't think we can. We know I'm not wholesome.
You're wholesome.
I'm wholesome when, like, I, yeah, but, like, I feel like also, like, they're, like, wholesome inside and out. Like, there's, like, literally not a crazy speck inside of them.
Oh, 100%. But they're amazing, great people. Yeah. I love them.
I love my family.
And as I'm talking, just a little reminder, you can always go to OnlyFans.com/FitSid for my VIP OnlyFans. Has all of my scenes unlocked right on the feed, my pictures, everything. I reply to direct messages there every single day. And then I also have a free OnlyFans page, which is OnlyFans.com/XXXFitSid. So if you're interested in seeing my OnlyFans content, you can go there. If you'd like to see my other stuff, you can go to fitsid.com. You can find my socials. And thank you so much for the support. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, is there any other things that I've, like, put you through? I'm trying to think. Like,
Definitely you sucking Rowan's dick behind me on the bus. That was fun. That was
fun. You were really nervous I was going to get caught. And I was like, nah, like, dude, like, the girl behind me is sleeping. She won't notice.
I was like, you are, okay, you're crazy. That just showed me. But I loved it. I don't think there's really ever been any other crazy experiences. I mean, we've been in, like, bars and stuff on like, trips. And there's been guys that, like, have been really, really pushy. And, like, I try to, like, end the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, try to hand me, like, business cards. And they're like, no. But, like, let me tell you. And I'm like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, that is what's interesting. Like, people are so pushy.
But not, I'm not saying all porn people are pushy. No. Because there really are, like, amazing people in the industry.
In my opinion, it's usually the people that, like, they're not actually in the industry. Like, they're just trying to get in.
Oh, 100%.
Because I feel like when I got in, I didn't experience that because I did stuff solo. But a lot of people try to get in and, like, tell you they know what they're doing, but they don't.
Yeah.
I think that's the interesting thing is, like, a lot of guys, like, try and get in, but they don't understand, like, you need to, like, earn your, like, the respect. You need to be able to, like, work with some people and, like, don't tell them you know what you're doing because you don't. Like just, like, listen to the people that are OGs and, like, know what they're doing. Like, that's how I started, like, actually working with other people. I worked with people who were OGs. I respected them. I did not tell them I knew what the fuck I was doing because I didn't.
I think you also had, like, you have respect for yourself. Like, I feel like there's some people in the industry that are just trying to make quick money, fast money, and they, like, just lose all self-respect for themselves. And they do, like,
whatever. And then they go crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, it's not even, like, what they're doing. It's, like, they'll do something they're actually not okay with.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do that, it, like, they lost their respect because they didn't think about, like, is this going to make me feel good?
Yeah.
And I honestly think, like, it just depends on the person. Like, I know a lot of girls that have, like, they have, like, crisis when they're shooting because they don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I feel like I've always, for the most part, like, I don't think I've ever had a shoot I've, like, regretted.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know, like, I'm the type of person that, like, asks myself. I do a lot of, like, self-reflection where I'll be like,
yeah,
like, my most recent self-reflection, you guys, has been like, if I got into another relationship, like, would I want to be monogamous with just them? Or, like, would I still be fucking other people? Because my last relationship, I was still shooting with a ton of other people. And, like, he was totally fine with it. But, like, I feel like the older I get, which I'm not even that old, I just wonder, like, what's going to change? Like, when I want to have kids, like, I definitely wouldn't want to be fucking a ton of other dudes while I'm pregnant. You know what I mean? And, like, mm-hmm. Even with girls, you know what I mean? Like, and it's interesting because I just don't know. Like, I want to be so deeply in love, but I just wonder, like, what that will be because I know I was in love before.
Oh, yeah.
But it just depends on the person, like, true, what my boundaries are going to be. And I think sometimes people don't reflect on that and know what they want. Just like when you're picking a dude. Like, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs? Like, things that make you, like, either continue talking to someone or not.
I don't know. I feel like for me, it's complicated because...
Oh, it's complicated?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm in a place where, like, I love all the red flags.
Yeah.
So I want, like... I'm just used to, the, like, the no texting, like, being the...
Which
talk
I'm
to
not.
Me when they're,
I'm opposite.
Yeah. I get that all the time, and I'm trying to learn, like, I deserve better.
Yeah.
And, like, with that one guy that was all completely green flags, he kind of just, I guess, checked all the boxes for me. Like, he communicated with me. Like, he understood. Well, okay. I guess for me, like, what I have to have in a person is, like, respect my job.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that, like, my family is very, very important to me.
Yeah.
And if they don't have, like, the same values that I do, it's not going to work. So if they can understand where I'm coming from, like, that's a green flag for me. Like, I want that. That's immediately, like, okay, like, I can see a future with you. But if you're not family-oriented, immediate red flag. Like, I know the toxic guy. I'm like, I would never bring him to my family's house.
Yeah.
I would never invite him over because my family would be like, who is this guy? Like,
why is he treating you like that?
Yeah, like, he is just...
Not
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just his energy too. And I'm like, no, I cannot have that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess being, like, positive, like, happy, secure with yourself. Like, if you're not secure with yourself, like, this is not going to work. I can't have you hung up on somebody, not having your shit together. And, like,
or, like, questioning what you're doing, where you're going, and who you're with. Like,
exactly.
Like, I love being open and telling people. And I feel like you are too. Like, you'll be 100%. Like, oh, I was with my Nina. Oh, I did this. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're not, like, someone that's shy about that. But I feel like certain guys, like, think you're lying, not you, but like think that someone's lying. And like for me, I'm such an open book. When I like someone, like I tell them about my whole fucking day. And
yes,
then I feel like I fucking turn them off. I feel like they're like, why'd you have to tell me all that? And I'm over here like, well, I thought you liked me. Like, is that not the case? I feel like I'm an oversharer.
I am too, but I think we have to find people that like that. I think we got to find like quiet, timid guys that aren't oversharers so that we can just talk.
Because I also feel like, I don't know, like, those guys, I feel like I scare away, too.
Well, I mean, you do come off a little much. But, like, I love you. I know who you are. I know your humor. I know you inside out.
I feel like sometimes I say things and people don't understand my humor.
Yes.
And then you know that one guy that I matched with a little bit ago and he did get my humor?
Yes.
It's so annoying because, like, he wants to take me out, but I'm scared.
I feel like you can't be scared. Like,
you have to just go for it.
You either jump in or you don't.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You can't
and I don't
be
feel like
your whole
jumping
life.
Into it.
You need to jump in.
Yeah, but I feel like there's other dudes that like probably would fit my whole life a little bit better. Like he gets my humor, but like I feel like he's not it. You know when you get a gut feeling and you're like, you're such a good dude, but like we're not the right fit.
Well, like speaking of that, I saw an interview that Halsey did and her mom was saying that don't go for the guy that gives you butterflies. That's your body telling
Why?
You that something's wrong, like you're not completely safe. Go for the safe guy, the safe bet. He's gonna always make you feel good, make you feel secure. Not that you need to have a man to make you feel secure, but
well,
I like totally resonate with that.
I think relationships, you should feel secure.
Yeah.
You should never question how they feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
You should never question what they're doing behind your back, how they're talking about you. Like, like I personally would never put myself in a relationship again where like I had to question.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, anything. Like, I knew where I stood with my ex. And, like,
yeah.
I don't think I could ever, like, I don't think I could ever settle on, someone who, like, makes me feel like I don't know where we stand. Like, I want someone that, like, even if I, like, went and shot, like, a gangbang, like, they would, like, I would never have to question how they feel. Because, like, yeah. I like to be, like, open and upfront. Like, it's never, like, I would lie about those things. But I feel like some guys, like, they just don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, and I feel like for you, too, like, people want to come home and talk about their day and, like, vent about things. And if you can't have a man that is accepting of your job and understand that, like, your job and your personal life are separate, yeah. it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Because you still are a person outside of this job. Like, you aren't some sex-crazed person that all your life is dick, sucking dick, fucking yeah. people. Like, that's
there's
not,
a lot more yeah, to me.
So much more to you. And, like, they have to see that.
And I think, too, because, like, I feel like during COVID, I kind of just, like, all I did was work. All I did was talk yeah. dirty. And, like, I love that. I love doing that. But I also feel like during COVID, like, I didn't do a lot else because, like, my favorite things to do are, like, travel, play badminton, play pickleball. Yes. I just took up playing volleyball.
Yeah.
And, like, just being social and cultured. I love history and being techie and, like, nerdy. Like, that's how this you podcast came about.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the time people just don't – and my dogs. I'm crazy about my dogs. But yes. But I feel like a lot of the time people don't see those other things because, like, I do sometimes throw off a ditzy personality because, like, I just – anytime I've ever been serious, it's, like, I feel like I'm, like, boring.
Yeah.
And I think, too, like, that's the hard part. It's, like, if a guy's going to make you feel dumb for being serious, they're not it.
They're not.
But also, like, when I get ditzy, sometimes they don't take me seriously.
I just feel like – your personality is kind of all over the place. And yeah. you need someone that can understand the craziness and just you in general.
Like, when I'm like, goofy, I want them to laugh and, like, have fun with me. But when I'm serious or in, like, this mode of, like...
business mode, like, yeah, grind mode. Yeah, yeah,
or, like, workout mode. Like, they're... like, I don't want someone to think something's wrong. I just want them to yeah. understand, like, I'm not being a little goof right now. I'm not being a goober.
Yeah, and I feel like once you, like, have a connection with somebody... and they, like, see, like, oh, I really want to be with you. I like you as a yeah. person. They'll learn all your quirks and how you are in general. Because you do have yeah. a lot of quirks. Not saying that they're bad.
No,
your quirks
but I think are everyone, I think everyone, too, is human. Like,
yeah.
you have your own quirks. And, like, I feel like the right person will embrace every single one of them. Embrace, oh, yes. like, the fact that you're not really confrontational. Like, I can be confrontational. And, like, you're yeah. not like that. And I think, like, that's another thing, too, is just people... understanding, like, that's how you work. Or, like, with me, like, I'm blunt. Like, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking. Like,
oh, 100%.
I'm fucking horny and I want to fuck. Like, yeah, I'm going to tell you. Or, like, I want to go to dinner. Like, I will literally tell you, like, I want to come over and cuddle.
Yeah.
And, like, some people can't handle, like, me being blunt and, like, not talking, like, around.
Yeah.
Like, the path.
Or you being overly affectionate.
Yeah.
You love the touchy-feely stuff. You hate it.
But I'm the only person you'll hug. I will take that to the grave, you guys. Literally, like, I'm the only person that she'll hug. One time, who was it? One of my friends tried to hug you.
Yeah, and I was like, please don't touch me.
Yeah, and I had don't just hugged me. You. And I was like, ah, I feel so special.
I was like, I don't want to be touched.
Yeah.
But I've always been like that. I really haven't yeah. been... I'm only affectionate when I want to be affectionate. Yeah. And that's, like, another problem that I have is
yeah.
I have to find somebody that understands that.
We're, like polar opposites.
Yeah.
Because I'm over here, like, touch me. Feel me.
You're like, Angelica, just, like, touch my arm.
Yeah. Like
just give me a hug. And I'm like, okay. I'm just kidding.
No, I know. I know. But, yeah, no, I think that's what's also interesting is, like, everyone's different. For me, I think, like, turn-ons would be, like, someone who – has a similar sense of humor because if they don't understand like that I'm joking about things, it's not going to work. I think too, like someone that has, like I want someone that has crazy chemistry with me. Like,
yes.
It turns me on when I can feel that they like me too. Someone that's a good communicator.
Yeah.
I think that's really important for me because like I get really turned off if someone like plays games or ignores me.
Yeah.
Just because like I don't want to have to question like what they're doing, what they're thinking. Like it's not fun.
Yeah.
I think too, like someone who like loves their family and loves animals because
yes,
for me, like I'm super close to my family, and like I also like I'm in love with my dogs and I love them so much and like I could never be with someone who like doesn't like animals.
Yeah.
Preferably no one that has a cat because for me, like I'm allergic to cats, but like if they have a dog, great. I also think, too, someone being open-minded, like, if we're talking about something, like, I hate when someone, like, shuts down.
Yeah.
And can't, like, have a conversation about something and they get defensive. Because for me, like, I want someone that's, like, going to be excited to talk about anything.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the time, like, guys, sometimes they just, they don't have that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
No, I get you.
I just know, like, the person that I want in my life, I want them to, like, help me. Not help me, but, like, I want us to be our best versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
I think turnoff is someone that's not active. They don't have to be fit. I just want someone that, like, does things, like, goes outside, does adventures, because, like, I feel like that's the whole point of living is doing things.
Yeah.
And that's something that's super important to me because, like, I feel like I get endorphins from doing things.
You do.
I'm trying to think if there's any other turn-ons. I mean, obviously, like,
I feel like a turnoff for you is if they're not positive. I feel like you're in this new era of, like, positivity. Because, like, any negativity is going to bring you down. And you just want to have this good, happy, bubbly environment around you. And if they can't bring that to the table, it's not going to work.
I also think it's really attractive when someone can cook.
Yes.
Because, like, not that I can't cook, but, like, I think it's hot when a guy, like, cooks for me. Like, I think it's that's nice. The most sexy thing. I also think, too, like, someone making it known that they're attracted to me.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, them, like, reassuring me is hot. But, like, them just telling me that. And then also, the other thing. This ain't, you guys know, I'm grandma. And when I talk on these podcasts, for some reason, I get tired. But the other thing, too, that, like, really turns me on is when someone, like, makes it known they're not talking to anyone else.
Yes.
Like, I don't want a player. I want a man who is down for me and only me.
Yes, I agree. I can be territorial. And I'm just like, even if, like, fuck buddies, I'm like, if you're fucking me, you're not fucking nobody else.
Yeah, it's just, like, not safe. Like,
it's not, no.
And at least for me, like, I don't know. Like, I know, like, the right man will make me want to, like, just be with him. But at the same time, like, that, for me to commit to that, I want to know they're down for me. Because, like, I also have this belief, which I don't know if you agree with me on this, but tell me what you think. I believe that the man should love the woman more, because the moment that the man doesn't, it's not going to work.
Hmm.
And that's just my belief. Like, my ex loved me more than I loved him. And I loved him a lot. But he definitely, the reason the relationship lasted was because he loved me more, I believe. And his actions showed it. Like, he never did me wrong. Like, he always had my back. And, like, if someone doesn't love you more, they will lose interest. Like, I didn't lose interest in him. He tried, even when things were not going well.
Yeah.
Like, he put in the effort. When a man loves a woman more, they will put in the effort. Otherwise, they will get lazy, give up, and find something new.
Yeah.
And, like, women aren't the same. Like, we're emotionally attached. That's why I think the man has to love the woman more.
Yeah. I can see that. I definitely can see that. But I also think, like, your guys' relationship in general, he just, like, didn't live for himself anymore. And I think that was a big factor why.
Like, we broke up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see that theory 100%, but I feel like if it's to the extent that he, like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that's healthy. I just think like, he needs to love me more because otherwise they cheat. Otherwise they find something else. Otherwise, like, if I love, like, or, you know, immediately more interested in a guy, usually they, like, don't care anymore. Like, they like the conquest. They like the chase.
That's true. Yeah, I can see that.
But I'm not saying, like, you have to agree. I'm just saying, like,
no, but I think my view. Points are valid.
100%. Because, like, think about what just happened to me a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I liked him more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I can see that.
And anytime I've ever liked a guy more, they stop seeing what they have in front of them.
Yeah.
And, like, they, not that they, like, don't know what they have in front of them. They just, like, think they have it in a bag. And then they don't have to, like, try.
So, and, like, with that, then, is it, do you find it hard how you always kind of have to be, like, not detached, but be a certain way with them for them to be that way?
Dude, I haven't even figured out that process yet because, like, I want to be able to figure out how to be, like, how much effort do I want to put in?
Yeah.
How attached do I want to be? Because that's such a hard thing. Like, I don't know, because, like, I don't play games. Like, I'm not game player. I want someone to just be upfront and honest about how they feel about me. And, like, I think that's why my last relationship did so well, because we were honest with each other.
Yeah, all the
time. We didn't play games. Like, you know, in the beginning of talking to someone, like, sometimes you go a little nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, yeah, I still went nuts with him a little bit because, like, you know, I wanted to know what he was thinking. I wanted to, like, know, you know, I was eager. Like, but we worked out because he like the night we fucked, like the first after our first date, we had sex and he texted me at 5 a.m. when I left his place.
Aww.
And it was like a paragraph and it was like, I had so much fun with you. Like,
see, I love that.
Yeah. But that was like the reassurance I needed to know, like, I didn't fuck it up.
Yeah.
I think too, like after that, like I would go and bring him lunch to work and like I'm that type of person,
mm-hmm.
which makes it kind of hard because like I feel like either that comes off too strong.
Yeah.
Or it comes off like I care about them more and they don't have to try and then they give up. And like with him, he didn't treat me that way. So that's why it ended up working out. But I always wonder like what's the method that works? Because there's yeah. girls that get boyfriends all the time. And I always wonder.
I don't understand how.
No, but I always wonder like what's going on behind closed doors
mm-hmm.
and how did they land?
Yeah,
like
literally.
10 boyfriends in a row. I'm like, I personally wouldn't want that, but I just wonder like what they're doing, like
yeah,
like to get a guy to like want to commit to them.
Because I don't understand. I mean, shoot, I can't even have yeah, an image like want to commit to somebody.
Is it them just being themselves, or is it them like playing the game well enough to get yeah. to keep a guy? I don't know. Like that's such a weird. Like I've thought about that.
Like does the game playing the game even make you happy? Like no, what do you get out of that?
That's what I'm saying. Because for me, like I don't want to not be any. I want to be myself. Like I don't want to be anything else.
Yeah.
And I think for you too, like you don't want to be anything else. And I think that's what makes it so hard is like the turn ons and the turn offs. Like now yeah. I try and look for red flags, but when I'm so into someone, I can't see them.
Oh my God.
I'm fucking black and white,
you
baby.
Are.
Like you can't
are.
Tell. Green looks the same as red. Like, so
I feel like it's complicated.
I know. I feel like dating in general is. But I want you guys to tell me, what are your red flags? What are your turn ons, turn offs in the comments down below? Or like tweet them to me or whatever. But the links are in the description. I hope that you guys have an amazing day, night, week. Just remember, you're always loved. Sydney out. Oh.